Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. My name is Ron, and I am your host here. And today I have a couple different tarot decks laid out. I thought it would be really cool to work with dragons today. So I actually was kind of drawn to Diana Cooper's Oracle cards called the Dragon Oracle cards. And I'm going to pull one for us in just a moment. I also have a couple different decks laid out. I like to work with Oracle cards, but you know, I also work with my own intuition and whatever else I feel comes through. So I will be kind of doing that for my callers today. So thank you for being a part of this beautiful Sunday, wherever you are. I know we're kind of stuck indoors for the most part during this time, but hopefully that's allowed you the opportunity to connect with things maybe about yourself, things that you might have forgotten about, things that you need to, you know, just heal or release. And one of the angelic beings that you can work with to help you with that is the Archangel Raphael. And you'll know the Archangel Raphael is with you or around you when you just sort of get a, you might see emerald green. I see emerald green when people work with Archangel Raphael, but you might also just get like a warm feeling, a healing kind of sensation. It's in each individual person, of course, has their own unique interpretation. But Archangel Raphael, it would be an amazing being for you to call upon. Now, also during this time, just make sure that you take care of yourself. Take it easy, but also take care of others. Check in with other people around you, your neighbors, your loved ones. And you know, I'm sure you're doing that already. But the more that we can connect with each other, it's kind of cool that we have this virtual way to do that. You know, yesterday, actually, I was playing a virtual game with my parents through Zoom. And we were playing the game. We were playing Taboo. I don't know if you played that game, Taboo. It's like you have to get your partner to say a word, but you can't say certain words on the card. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, we were connecting. They live in Chicago. I live in California. So we don't always get to do that. So in a way, there's good coming out of what's happening. From a deep spiritual level, I believe that there's a divine purpose for everything. And who knows where this, you know, virus came from, or how it was created. I've seen a lot of different conspiracy theories, everything in between. But what matters is your reaction to change and how you're dealing with change. That's going to define you for the rest of your life, how you deal with change. The only thing that's constant is change. So on that note, as I talked about, I am working with the Dragon Oracle cards today. So I did draw a card for all of us. And the dragon is the water dragon. Now, what's cool about this is the water dragon is about flowing around obstacles that are in your way. So maybe you feel like everything that's happening right now is just overwhelming you. How do you deal with, how do you flow through that? Or just in general, you know, you're just trying to find ways to release what no longer works for you and letting the light in so it can transmute things. So I want to just read to you from the Oracle card book exactly what Diana Cooper wrote, because I think it's some really good words. And then I'll kind of share my own interpretation. But according to what she says, the water dragon is a fourth dimensional dragon, and it's a soft green color, very beautiful. And they flow with everything around them and help to move forward with grace and tranquility. Their service is to maintain the constant movement of the Christ light and the water on our planet. They also help us to develop our psychic abilities and our intuition. The message that this elemental water dragon brings to you is to flow around your challenges with loving intent. If you ask, they will help you to look for an easy way to circumnavigate your challenges and to deal lovingly with the people in your life. To enable this to happen, they will help you to develop your intuition and your psychic abilities by touching your third eye and allowing the petals of the psychic center to open. When you listen to your inner wisdom and you trust the water dragons, they will guide you. The course of your life, it will then run more smoothly. Ask them to clean the cells of your body, for this will enable you to shine your light even more brightly. Then your guidance is to relax so that they can access your energy fields and pour the golden Christ light of pure unconditional love into them. Consciously absorb this golden Christ light and flow with it. It will bring you love, wisdom, and healing, and enable you to travel effortlessly on your ascension path. It will also allow you to direct and help others with calm and integrity. So it's pretty straightforward, pretty beautiful. I mean, I think there's no coincidence. I feel like the cards that I draw are perfect for the situation. And of course, the emerald green energy as well of the water dragon is spot on with Archangel Raphael. But this idea of just, you know, helping others and allowing yourself to open up, that's exactly where we are at this time. There's been a lot of talking. If you follow a lot of the spiritual things that are out there, there's a lot of talk about timelines changing and how our timelines moving into different kinds of directions. The water dragon, as it goes through and flows, can help you to just flow with what's happening. Okay, so flow is really important. Hopefully you're finding ways to flow, even though we're stuck inside a lot. Go outside, go for a walk, you know, maybe do some Tai Chi or do some yoga, or just get some exercise. Just make sure you're keeping yourself moving to allow that energy to flow through you. I like to actually take baths. I love taking baths. I take hot baths. And I put all these essential oils and Epsom salts and just soak it up. And I actually, what I like to do, because this is kind of appropriate because it's the water dragon. Water is actually a receptive energy. Water holds the vibration that you put into it. So what you can do is you can put your hands over the bath, right? And imbue your intention into the water, that you can absorb it into your physical body. So for me, I'll put my hands over the water, and sometimes I'll do the violet flame transmutation. If you don't know what that is, the violet flame is basically just kind of clears away old blockages in you. I'll fill up the water with that, or sometimes I'll just fill up the water with healing energy or just love or peace, whatever you want it. You just kind of set the intention, because you are a powerful being, a creator, and you just sit with it until you feel like the water has absorbed it. And then when you're in the bathtub, you just let it come into your body. You can do the same thing with drinking water, by the way. I always do that as well. Before I drink water, I'll put my hands over the water and I'll just put my intention that this water is full of perfect health, perfect vibration of love and peace. And as I drink this water, I'm drinking the perfect physical health of my body and every cell and tissue. And you just do that. And the more that you do it, you know, if you could do it with every sip, if you like, or just periodically, you'll feel a difference. You'll see a difference in your body. Your body will glow and you'll have like a sort of shine to you. It's a really quick and easy way. You can actually read a little bit more about this idea of working with water by looking at the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto. He has a lot of books out there. I don't know. I can't think of the names of the books off the top of my head, but he did a lot of scientific research with this to kind of show the spiritual side of that. So, and it's really awesome when you consider how much of our body actually contains water itself. So that's kind of interesting to me as well. So, well, good afternoon, everyone. I got so many people calling in today. It's so awesome to have you here. I hope that you're doing well. I'm going to pull dragons for you all from this dragon oracle card. And I also have a couple different other decks out, as I mentioned before. So it's kind of just whatever comes up for today. I feel like, and I trust, and as long as you can trust your higher self that it's what you need for the moment, it will be fantastic. Okay. So let's get to the phone lines. I got a little funky music here. Check this out. kind of silly. So we're going to get, I got so many people calling. I'm so happy. So let's, I'm just going to go in order. I think that's the simplest way to do it. We're going to start with our first call. You're calling from 478. And I'm going to ask you to say hello here. Hi, welcome to our show. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's your name, hon?
My name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. Where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. Cool. Mm-hmm. Is it hot there right now?
Yeah, it's burning up.
Oh, dang. Yeah, yesterday it was like 90 degrees here yesterday. I'm like, it's only April.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
Keisha,
man.
I'm gonna get a dragon for you that you can work with. I'm kind of drawing dragons for everybody. So the dragon that came out for you is the earth and fire dragon. And the earth and the fire dragon works with the fifth dimensional ley lines. Do you know what ley lines are?
The grid. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So this dragon is about, you know, working with that earth energy and connecting with the planet, you know, the Christ grid and the ley lines where they flow. And, you know, the earth has chakras just like we do. And, you know, these ley lines can connect the energy. But when I'm trying to see what pops out at me when I look at this card. So it's a balance of earth and fire. So fire, you know, is invoking your creative sense, your passions, you know, and also a little bit of that grounding energy. So there's a lot of grounding here for you. But when you work with this angel, it is an angelic being, but when you work with this dragon, you can allow it to ask the Christ energy to come through and go to specific places on the planet. So if that's work that you're already doing, this could be, this could accentuate that work. This could increase that work and help you to bring more assistance to certain places on the planet.
Okay.
It also will help to illuminate things within yourself, because the fire as a light can help to brighten up things. So if there are certain spots in your existence that you're trying to illuminate or bring illumination to, this dragon can do that. So it's a dragon of service. So are you somebody that works in the service industry, whether it's like spiritual practitioner or just in healthcare or some type? Do you do service work already?
Yeah, I do all that already. So I know about the lines. I know about the 35th, what do you call it? Ley line. I know about the 77. I know all the spiritual lines that lay between us on the earth. And, of course, the 33rd degree. What do you call them things? Meridians? Whatever. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I already know about all that stuff already. And so I know about the north 33rd degree line and the south. Mm-hmm. Which is between, that's Africa actually, but it goes, it's actually the Bible Belt. It goes from Africa. It's the Bible Belt of the ley line for the Bible Belt of the United States. It goes all the way around. So I know what you're saying. And of course, like what is that? The 35th degree ley line is where that's when the four states meet at, and it goes all the way to Washington D.C. Yeah, I think it's 36.
So you're well aware of this.
Yeah, I know about that stuff. Yeah, I know all about that stuff already.
Well, this specific dragon here can help you to bring healing to certain areas if you feel guided to do that, especially in your own community where you live in as well, can help to illuminate that and help you to do it with a sense of grounding. So you're not, you know, feeling so spacey out there. You can feel more grounded in your body as you do that. So,
okay.
That was my dragon for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in today. If you go on my facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and just shoot me a message, I can send you a picture of it after the show.
I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
And you're
talk
welcome.
You later. Bye.
All right. Good to talk to you too. Bye-bye. Okay, let's take our next call. You're calling from 561. I'm going to get you on the line here. Okay. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome to Ascension Magic. Hi. What's your name?
This is Stacy. My name is Stacy, and it's raining out here in Florida.
Stacy in Florida. Cool. It's, I love that we can talk to people from all over the place. I think that's kind of cool. So Stacy, for you, I'm going to do a dragon too, but I have this, this specific deck of cards called the Osho Zen Tarot, which I don't know if you worked with these cards before, but they are very, very about connecting with the Zen spiritual side of ourselves. So they're very, very, symbolic, but also deep in terms of connecting with this true spiritual self. I feel like you're beginning on this, you know, you're opening up to this part of yourself more and more and more each day. And I think these cards will work with you to help you do that. I see a lot of dragons around you. I do see the angelic beings as well. And so you're open to that stuff. So I'm going to just kind of connect and see what messages come through for you. So give me just a moment. Let me see. Okay. So falling all over the place. All right. So first card, it says receptivity. Now it's such a pretty card because it's a very feminine card. It has, it looks like, there's like a, you know, a naked female, because you could actually see her breasts on there, but she's open. Her arms are outstretched. And she's open to receive everything that is coming to her, everything that she is her birthright, everything that she knows that she's been asking for. But what's interesting is that there's all this water around it too. So we've been getting a lot of messages today about water and flowing with the receptiveness of water. Okay. And there's a beautiful, beautiful blue lotus flower there as well, connecting through and opening up her chakras. So it's this cosmic connection to everything. And also, like, as I were talking to Keisha before, connecting with the earth, the gray, the ley lines, but also connecting with, you know, your loved ones, and also your ancestors, your guides, all these different connections. So it's for you, I feel like, yeah, it's open receptivity, but also this connection. There's all these different things that you're connected to, and you can manage through them successfully as you kind of flow through them. It's not a problem for you to flow. And you've been praying a lot, asking for guidance, and you're receiving it. So they're saying, be, you know, receive it, sit with it, and use the messages that you receive to continue to help others, to give forth. As you receive and you give, you're in that flow again, like the water is reflowing. Because this comes up with another card now, which is the breakthrough card. So this card's a pretty amazing card. It's almost anonymous to the tower card in traditional tarot. It's very, very powerful card. So yeah, it's very, very
tower is terrible.
No, it's not a terrible card. It's like there's revelations happening. There's things opening up within you. Like you can interpret it however you wish to interpret it. I'm telling you my interpretation. I feel like this breakthrough is, it doesn't have to be, you know, oh my God, my life's falling over, my life's falling apart. It could be like a revelation of something positive. It doesn't always have to be, you know, we do have positives and negatives, you know, but it doesn't always have to be that way. It's, as you're mm-hmm. receptive and you're receiving, you receive insights, and eventually there comes a point where there's a breakthrough and you can break out of old cycles, old patterns. But for you, I feel like, you know, like you're trying to, you're letting go of things. I think we're all doing that. But there's fear, like there is with everybody, you know, like, cause when you said the tower card, like I just instantly felt like this fear, like you got afraid and your chakras kind of closed down. You have to remember, you are the one that is consciously in control of what you create in your life, right? So when we see these mm-hmm. images, these symbols, they're just tools. They're not, you know, it's not saying like this is exactly what's going to happen. It's just a guidance as to, hey, this is something to look at within yourself. But your interpretation, your creation is what you as a conscious being create. Mm-hmm. So you have the power and the ability to create your world in whichever way you want. But to make it successful, you know, let go of the fear and just trust yourself, you know, and just like, and just sit with that and be with that. Okay. Let's get to a dragon. Let's see which dragon will help you during this time as you kind of open up and are ready to transition here. Okay, so let's see. Let's see what dragons are with you. Gotta make sure I draw the right one. Okay, so this is for you. Your dragon is the silver dragon. It's very, very pretty. I know the silver dragon is holding a flaming key in its hand, and it's illuminating your potential with your higher self, with your higher light, and it's allowing you to access untapped potential, your higher possibilities. So the silver dragon is in line with what I'm saying, what we've been picking already with the receptivity and the breakthrough, is that you're opening up to your spiritual self, your inner light. It's all coming in. And the silver dragon can help you with that. I feel like saying to you, you know what to do. You just have to take the necessary action steps that you need to do in whatever situation it is. You know what the situation is. You know what action to take. Maybe you're afraid of what action steps to take, but being receptive and being open to the light that comes in will allow you to effortlessly move through that. Okay. Just effortlessly move through it. Don't, you know, flow with that's the important thing for all of us right now, is just to flow, because change is constant. And it's like every day there's something we're dealing with,
yeah,
some change.
With towers is usually what I've experienced, is like ending of a job or relationship that doesn't come through, but I haven't had a relationship in like a long, long time. So it couldn't be a relationship.
Well, it's however you want to interpret it. I'm just sharing with you what I'm feeling for you. Mm-hmm. We're connecting it. I'm not connecting from more of a earthly plane. This is really on a higher plane for yourself, because you're opening up to your higher self. So your heart is hearing this. Your spirit is hearing this. Okay. It's asking you to flow and to receive the spiritual, true spiritual side of yourself. Okay, that is what I'm getting for you today.
All right. Yeah, because the tower now is like, what's going on now that we're kind of, hermits right now as a result of this whole thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, go with what your intuition is telling you, but please know that, you're surrounded by love and light, and I wish nothing but the best for you.
Thank you so much for taking
You're
the
welcome.
Time for me. And blessings right. and keep safe.
Thank you. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's get to our next caller. We're going to take someone calling down here from 504. I'm going to get you on the line. Good afternoon.
Thank
welcome
you.
To Ascension Magic. Hi.
Hi,
hey,
how are you?
Oh, hi. Oh, is there two people?
Is there two people?
Oh, let me, I didn't.
I'm for 504.
Let me try this again. There we go.
Okay.
I must have, obviously I had a glitch with my switchboard. I'm so sorry, callers. I clicked like three people at the same time and I made a boo-boo. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Now, who am I speaking with here?
My name's Deborah.
Deborah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just went crazy with the switchboard. I'm so sorry, Deborah. Deborah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Louisiana.
Louisiana in the South. I've been there before.
Yeah.
I actually lived in Biloxi for a bit. I was in the Air Force.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Been to New Orleans. I know New Orleans hit pretty hard with the COVID. So I hope that you're doing okay. Sounds like you're doing okay.
Yeah, I don't, I've only heard of one person that I know personally, that perished from it, but everybody, it doesn't seem as bad here as it seems on the news. I could be wrong,
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I try not to watch the news. I try to, I mean, I feel like if there's information that I need, I'm going to receive the information I need to some degree. You can't go 3 seconds without hearing about coronavirus,
True.
And it can be a little bit overwhelming. But I'm glad that you're doing well. I'm glad that things are going well for you. I'm going to draw a dragon for you. And I also have John Holland's psychic tarot oracle deck. So I'll draw some for there for you, and we'll kind of see what comes through. So first off, I want to say you're down right now.
I had I feel unappreciated by my boyfriend.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, let's see what comes up. I'm thinking about Deborah. Okay, Deborah, this one's for you. So the dragon that had come up for you is the orange dragon. Now, the orange dragon is bringing soul families and communities together. So allowing you to connect with the people, like your tribe, you know, like the people that you really connect with.
Mm-hmm.
You said your boyfriend doesn't always appreciate you to that extent, but there are people in your soul tribe, in your, you know, your soul family that you can connect with. All you have to do, I mean, you might know some of them already, but if you just reach out in your mind mentally and connect with, you can ask for them to come into your life. But the orange dragon can help with that. It's a pretty powerful dragon, and it's like it's a large dragon. So when I see it, and it also has, though, because it's orange, it has a sense of warmth and bringing togetherness, so allowing you to feel the connection. So you can also ask the orange dragon for that connection, to feel more connected with your boyfriend. And also, as I talked about earlier on the show, the Archangel Raphael, you know, the Archangel Raphael is the healing angel and can help to work with your heart chakras and helping to clear away any kind of, you know, debris that might be there between you guys, any kind of negativity, and just allowing you both to open up into love. Because what's happening with all relationships right now is that we're really being shown two complete opposites. We can do fear or we can do love. If we go with the fear route, then it tends to continue to escalate and we have more and more of that going downward spiral. But as we move into love and appreciation, it's easy and it flows. So if you're finding that, you know, that this person, your partner that you're with, is not appreciating you, I would suggest, you know, talking to him or her, whoever it is, about that, and just seeing where that goes, and allowing, trying to move with the love first, appreciation. You know, obviously, you know, relationships come and go, but the more that we can be appreciative of someone, the more that we can be into love, the more that that comes to us. So, you know, for it's basically the law of attraction. So what you focus on is what comes into your life. If you look at your partner and you say, oh, this person, they have the issues, and you know, and then they don't do this, and they're this is that, and you know, you focus on those negative things. That's all we're going to see. That's what we're going to continue to see, you know? So, and I'm not saying that we should excuse, you know, a negative or abusive behavior. I'm not saying that, but for a normal relationship, you know, if we focus on what's good and what's positive and what's loving, we're going to get that out of the relationship, because that's what our focus is. The orange dragon can help to illuminate that for you, to help you to see that good. And if it's time to leave, if it's time to go, you'll know. But as much as possible during this time, focus on loving yourself, loving your partner, and just letting that love come through, and asking your partner to do the same. Say, can we focus on love? Can you focus on loving me? You know, ask her what you want, you know. But the orange dragon can help with that. And like I was talking to some of the other callers, if you want to see a picture of it, you know, just let me know. Just let me know. Okay. And I can totally send that to you. And then let's also, like I said, let's work with the psychic tarot deck here. And in fact, let's kind of think about your relationship too, because you're talking about that and you're kind of it seems like you're subconsciously wanting some advice there. So let's see what comes up in terms of the cards and what intuition comes up. So the first card that came out is the card. I'm not really sure of the suits in this deck of cards, but it's a number 5, and 5 has to do with change. And this card is financial and material changes. So possibly it could be financial things that are happening right now with all this, everything happening, that could be creating stress, and that could be causing you know, causing some people worry a lot about material things, and that could be creating a rift. But it could be any kind of change that's happening. So change is happening around the world with everything, but also maybe change within your relationship, you know, and also what is the relationship asking you to change about yourself? So there's a lot of different things that card could mean. Even though it specifically says financial and material changes, that's a lot of the focus of it, but any kind of change. So moving with the flow. Now there's good news, because the next card that came out is the card of hope. And it's a beautiful, beautiful card. There's a person with their palms out with a beautiful, bright, white light out of their palms saying hope. So there's promise, there's hope. It's just about, you know, what are you going to focus on? Are you going to focus on love? Are you going to focus on fear? Certainly, I would say focus on loving yourself first and appreciating yourself. And then that will more open up so others can do the same. Because it all starts with us. We're the creators of everything in our life. So if we think illy of ourselves or negative about ourselves, that shows up in our life as well. So start with yourself. But also the change is coming up again, asking for you to make changes in your life. I see like a rake or some kind of garden tool, like you're like reaping the digging in the ground. So it's like you're digging up parts of you. You're planting new seeds and rebirthing yourself so that you can grow into this beautiful. And it's almost like I see like this beautiful, like a vine, but it's like very, very tall. It's like a morning glory. I don't know if you know what a morning glory looks like. Some kind of like vine with all these beautiful flowers that just kind of spreads itself out with, and you have that within yourself, but giving yourself permission to do that is what I feel. And, you know, saying yes when you need to say yes, but also saying no. If something's not working for you, whatever that could be, it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, you know what, I deserve to make myself happy, whatever that could be. But also taking time right now for your diet and exercise as well. This is important for everybody, but for you too, you know, and going outside. Are you going outside enough?
Not really.
No, girl, go outside, go for a walk. I want to walk around your neighborhood or something, you know, just all you got
to
do.
I go to the store and things like that, but not walk.
Yeah. Just being with yourself. Cause when you're in a store, you know, everybody's going to the store and there's a lot of fear energy because people are afraid of contracting this virus.
It's hard,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. But if you just walk around your neighborhood, you know, go walk down the street, go sit by a tree or something, you know, go where you can just let yourself be for a bit. And then it will allow you to more connect with yourself, because I'm getting another card here and it's triumphant success. So things are very positive for you. It's just, I feel like you're still trying to get rid of that old ego, that negativity that kind of talks you down, you know, that's just something that our human creation creates. That's not the truth of who you are. If you go outside more, that'll allow you to connect more with that higher part of yourself so that you can hear that voice. And then you can, you know, work with that orange dragon too, to let your soul family come in, you know? So There's a lot coming in for all of us.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that are being received. You know, flow with it. Go outside, go for some walks, you know, and work with that orange dragon. And if you want to see a picture, again, let me know. I can send you a picture.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I hope all is getting better for you, hun. I'll send you lots of love.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So a lot of people are going to be in that same situation like Deborah. You know, it's no judgment because we're all going through this together. We're a human family. But where you feel sometimes just kind of down and just feeling like, oh, we're just stuck inside, or just things just sort of seem grim. You know, I think it might be a good time to put on some meditation music and just do a brief centering and grounding meditation so that we can bring in the positive energies that are coming through us right now. So I'm going to do that, and then I'll go back and take some calls really quick here. So so wherever you are, you know, just take a moment and just relax, and we'll go through a meditation. Okay, so first, notice your breath. And feel your breath coming in and out very deeply. Allowing yourself to be grounded in your body. And we are going to now ask for the Archangel Michael to be with us with his protection, the Archangel Raphael with healing, and the highest frequencies of light and love around us in this very moment. Feeling their presence near you, where you are. And then feeling and seeing the light come in to the top of your head, illuminating your mind, coming down into your heart, opening up your heart, feeling that heart open, clearing away the pain, feeling the love of your angels as they wrap their arms around you right now. Beautiful love. And the love continues, and the light flows down through your stomach, your physical organs, your legs, out your feet, and you are illuminated with this light. And seeing yourself bright light, let this light shine to people around you, whether in your own house, your community, on the planet. All is one, all is connected. You're all connected to the divine love. Sit with this love now. Open and ask for what you need to receive. Breathing in the love. Continue to ask for what it is you need. And know that it has been done. And together, let us see our beautiful planet healed. Healed from pollution. Healed from greed. Healed from fear. As we all rise up together in love, we set forth a new vibration, a new frequency, so that we can all feel like there's enough, and there's love and health for everyone. And so it is. Hope that helped you. Thank you for being a part of that. You can sit with that still for a few moments. It's always nice to connect with each other and just to feel that energy. I hope that you are actually receiving a message or some kind of feeling out of that that will help you during this time. So welcome back here, guys. If you're just joining us, we're doing tarot, oracle, and intuitive readings here. I'm working specifically with dragons, although whatever comes through, I feel will come through for the situation. So we've had a lot of dragons come up today about water and going with the flow, releasing. That's happening for a lot of us. And like, it's almost like coming out of our shell, the egg is hatching and we are being rebirthed into this new place. That is a lot of what's happening to everyone. And it can be scary for a lot of people. Change can be scary. But without change, we stay the same. And we don't want to stay the same. We obviously, if everything was working great, then our planet would be paradise and bliss, and it certainly hasn't been that. So we have to roll with these changes and try to make sense of it as much as possible. So let's get back to the phone lines, okay? I'm going to, for the next call, I'm going to also work with the psychic tarot and also an angel card, or the dragons. So let's see, who am I going to get to? Let's go to 812. Can I get you on the line? Please welcome to the show here. Hi, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, I don't know if this person's not here anymore. All right, let's try a different call. How about 916? Hello, welcome to Ascension Magic.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Kayla. Kayla.
Kayla, welcome. So, Kayla, I'm going to work with John Holland's Psychic Tarot. I feel like you're really, really, like your third eye is like, boop, it's like wide open. So I'm going to really, really give you some insights here to help you to make sense. It's beautiful, too, because I see like almost like this ruby, like an actual ruby over your third eye. So it could be like this etheric ruby, or unless you work with crystals a lot. Do you work with crystals?
Yes, I do.
Aha. I thought so. But I see like this ruby, like it's this beautiful ruby. Like it's literally like this like beautiful red, but it's not like blood red. It's like a, I don't know how to explain it. Like a brownish red. It's like just really, really pretty. Now your card is the number 21 card in the psychic tarot, and it's actually the card that's on the box, and it's the universe card. It's like the archetypical card of the deck, and it's such a pretty, pretty card. The center, it's a galaxy basically, but at the center of the galaxy is a face, symbolic of you are the center of your universe. You are the center, right? We all are. We're all connected to it. We create our realities. But there's this movement of the galaxy arms around you. So I feel like sometimes you connect with the spirit, but you want to get it moving, and you want to don't forget about the other aspects of yourself. I'm not saying you're one-dimensional by any means, but just continue to connect with all parts of yourself, all parts of you that are connected to other parts of the universe, but also just moving and getting motion. That's been a common theme for people today, moving and motion and allowing things to flow. It's been such a common theme. And I think that people listening, that will resonate with them. Of course, you want to pay attention to how it resonates for you. I just get this sense of moving, just kind of letting things flow out. I think that's important for you. So maybe like a, like a yoga or some kind of Tai Chi where you can just let the energy flow. Dance would be good. And especially when you do it, allowing it to ground you so you can pull in all that universe energy into your body. Because sometimes people like you and I, we can connect out there, but we don't always pull it into ourselves. So we can do that as well. And also in the center of the universe.
Yeah, I've been spreading myself too thin with everything going on, you know, trying to help and heal others, but not taking the time during this pandemic to heal and self-reflect myself. So
yes. Ding, 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 ding. The award goes to.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the truth, though. I mean, you know, like when we talk to people, do readings and stuff, it's just like I'm just giving my interpretation, but it's really up to you to do your own interpretation. Now what I'm seeing in the card too is like the face in the middle is two eyes, and the eyes are important too because there's vision. So I was first drawn to your third eye, so there's vision. So there's like you are you clairvoyant? Do you see things through your third eye? Are you clairvoyant?
Yes, definitely. And it's kind of been, we just moved into a new house. We purchased a house on some acres of land, and I've been finding, I don't even know what to call them, omens or gifts from nature, a lot of bones on my property lately. And at night I've been kind of like, I don't go out in the woods very far because it kind of spooks me, but I have been seeing things through my third eye of movement, of things that are out in the woods. So I don't know if those things I've been finding are gifts or if they're more of a bad omen. So
Interesting. I think it's really going to be how you feel about it, how you, you know, your own feeling. Because I think sometimes mm-hmm. as we get scared, you know, like we see things and our ego kicks yeah. in and we try to analyze it, and it could be something totally benign, but because it's so foreign to us, our mind kicks in and we start to, what is that? We analyze it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think trusting your feelings instead of like how you're thinking about it could help you, you know, try to be out of your mm-hmm. mind a little bit. Okay, how do I feel about this? Does it feel scary or does it feel happy? You know, your feelings might be a way to kind of gauge that, so you can connect the feeling part of yourself to the seeing part of yourself and not be so into the mental part of you. Do you know what I mean? Because that, mm-hmm. that kind of
yeah,
that
definitely.
Can get us in trouble. That can help you a little bit. Now, there's another card that also is drawn from this deck, and it's the number 10 card, which is the card of destiny. So that is a pretty powerful card. Now, what's cool about it, I'm not sure if you know sacred geometry, but there's actually the circle of life in the background. Do you know what the circle mm-hmm. of life is?
Yeah, I have that painted on my uh-huh. wall in my witchy room.
Perfect. So that's a symbol for you right there. That's definitely a sign. But it's there in the background, and it's a pretty powerful card. It shows the same. It's like there's a woman, but it shows her. Let's see. Let me count how many times. 3, 4, 5, 6. Like 9 times. Like she's going around. Like, so again, there's that motion of moving around and the different parts of yourself. But I think what I really get, it's like the sense of the wheel. Like it's like the old traditional wheel card in tarot. That motion, things coming full circle, you coming into your own, stepping into your truth. And so, you know, that's really what's happening right now. Opportunities coming your way, what you've been asking for, whatever you thought was impossible can now be possible. You're stepping into your truth, really. So your destiny, allowing yourself to manifest that. But it's important that you don't let fear take over, because that can happen. And I'm not saying it's overpowering you, but when you start to think about, like as you were talking about seeing those things or other parts of your spiritual self, we can get into fear because it's so different than what we're used to, or it can feel awkward to us. And mm-hmm. not giving our power away and knowing that we are in control is really important. That's gotten me in trouble so many times. Like I've realized, wait, I'm giving my power away. I'm the one that's in control here. You know, I can decide what I allow in my reality, what I accept in my reality, just have clear, healthy boundaries. I don't have to allow that, you know? So that's kind of an important thing to remember as well. Those two cards came from the psychic tarot. Let's draw you a dragon. Let's see what dragon you can work with right now. Okay. So let's see.
Okay.
What's a good dragon for Kayla? Ooh. Okay. This one's the golden orange dragon. And this one's about expanding your light for ascension. It says, be a peaceful warrior, help those in need, remember your true magnificence. So you probably know about ascension. We're all going through this ascension process, but this can help you mm-hmm. more to connect with that. So it's in line with the other cards as well, connecting with the universe and all those parts out there and bringing those gifts in, allowing it to manifest into yourself. But working with the golden orange dragon can help with that. It can also help you to receive insights from your higher self, to receive wisdom that you might want to, like, you know, get it and you write it down, like that kind of stuff, like where you just get messages. The golden orange dragon mm-hmm. can help with that. So if you want to see a picture of it too, you know, I can send it. And according to the guidebook, golden orange dragon works with Archangel Metatron. So again, there's that Metatron, the flower of life and that sacred geometry stuff. So it's all coming together for you for the big push of your next step into ascension and evolution. Just as much as you put it out there, also bring it in so you can have balance between both parts of it. I think those were the messages for you today. I hope that was helpful for you.
Definitely was. Definitely resonated with me for sure.
Yay. Good to know. Well, thanks for calling, Kayla. I hope that, you know, everything works out for you in the end. Like, I hope that you can figure out what those things are you're seeing in your yard.
Yeah, definitely. Me as well. I've been doing some meditation work with it and leaving peace offerings. So
okay.
Hopefully things work out.
Yeah, hopefully hopefully it's not, you know, negative. Hopefully it's just, you know, something positive. And maybe you can assist to some degree. Who knows?
Exactly.
Maybe it'll all come to you.
Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Okay, have a great rest of your weekend, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Let's take some more calls. Let's come down. Oh, let's go down here to 951. Let's get you on the line.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Ascension Magic.
Hey, it's Nathaniel calling in from Sacramento.
What?
How are you doing?
Nathaniel, I always seem to get you on the line. I swear. Not that I'm complaining or anything. Well, thank you. That's really nice. I really do appreciate that. I kind of randomly go through and I just see, oh, what call pops out at me, and yours just popped out at me. So I'm going to draw you dragon. Is that okay?
That's excellent. I love it.
Okay, let's see what dragon you can work with, all right? Especially to help you with that guitar. I know you've been working on the guitar and stuff, so let's see.
They're opening up Guitar Center soon, so I'm going to trade my in for one I love a lot more.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's
okay,
going to really do it.
Nathaniel, the same dragon came up for you that came up with Kayla. So
wow.
It's the same one, which was, if you were listening, it's the golden orange dragon. So when this comes up more than once, it means that it's powerful for all of us, but it's expanding your light for ascension, allowing yourself to move to the next phase, working with the Archangel Metatron. So more specifically, you know, it's pushing you forward, maybe asking you to meditate a little bit more so that you can, same like Kayla, bring in that spiritual part of yourself, bring in the spiritual part of yourself. And so sometimes it seems to me like you're in two places at once, you know, bring the energy in so you can be grounded and be a little bit more with yourself, you know, because you tend to put your energy out there, but don't always bring it in. It's the same kind of thing as I was talking to the last caller. But the golden orange dragon can be helpful with that, can help you with that.
That's so cool. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Not a problem. Good luck with everything. I think it's kind of cool you got the same one. Like, I literally shuffled the deck and everything, and it was the same exact one.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing how that can happen?
So, like I said, if it comes up more than once, that means it's an important dragon for more than one person. So, yeah.
And which deck are you playing with now? The dragon deck?
This is from the it's Diana Cooper. It's her Dragon Oracle card. So she's like an angelic. She works with the angels, and she works with unicorns and dragons and ascension and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, like other spiritual people.
And what was her name again?
Diana Cooper.
Diana Cooper.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Not a problem. It's good to talk to you again, my friend. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Okay. I'll see you on Facebook or something. Bye-bye.
Yeah, for sure. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay. I think we have time for one more call here. Let's see. Ooh, who should I pick? Got so many people. It's so cool. How about 812? Let's do that. Let's get you on the line. Okay.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for picking me.
Of course.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you tell me your name, please?
My name's Nicole.
Nicole, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from West Virginia.
West Virginia. All right. Cool. We got people from all over the place today. So
we
got a couple minutes left. So Nicole, I'm going to draw some cards for you. I'm going to actually work with the Archangel Raphael for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work in healthcare or as a healthcare practitioner to some degree?
I got my degree in medical billing coding.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm seeing some, a little bit of the Archangel Raphael. Now, this could also be for someone else that is asking specifically for a healing message. Okay. So this is the message.
Well, I'm also thinking about getting a job in medical billing coding too. So, yeah.
Okay. You're going to laugh. And I'm not making this up, because the card that came out, it says yes with an exclamation point. Yes.
Yeah.
So you don't have to wonder if you're on the right path, because this is clearly saying yes, 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 yes. You are on the right path. Everything is working for you. So, I swear that came directly from Archangel Raphael. Now, someone else might want that affirmation as well. So if that applies to you, there's your answer, whoever else might wanted a yes. But let's see.
Yeah.
Let's draw a dragon for you. I'm going to give you a dragon to help you. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the one for you. And it's so cool. It's the Sunshine Yellow Dragon. And it's such a cute little card. It's almost got like a picture of Bambi on it. And it's about working with animals. So allowing animals to come into your life. So do you have pets right now?
Oh, yeah. I got a dog. I got two dogs and one cat.
Yeah. Well, the Sunshine Yellow Dragon can help you to connect with them. But also, as you have connect with your you know, that medical part, maybe look into maybe take a class or something where you can maybe be like do veterinarian stuff, possibly, just something to look into, since that's just what's coming into the cards today. But overall, it's just letting you work and heal animals too. So if your pets, if you find that, you know, you can put your hands on them and you can send them healing energy.
Can I interject one quick? I do have a shelter dog that lives with us.
Oh, perfect.
That I did rescue. So that could be applying to that. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's allowing you to continue to work and serve animals and heal them and help them. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect. You can call upon the Sunshine Yellow Dragon for that.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, like, the message was yes. So you're in a very successful time period in your life. Things are going to work out great for you. It's been, you know, I only have another 2 minutes here left on the show, so I got to kind of wrap it up.
Yeah.
But things are going to go great for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. So guys, if you liked my show, please click follow on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/AscensionMagic. My website, AscensionMagic.com. Next week, I think I'm going to do animal readings for you guys. So since animals came up, I do like to work with animals, spirit animals, and just connecting with them through cards and also through my intuition. So that'll come up next week. Again, it's been great working with you all. Okay, stay safe and know that all is well. We always end with a little bit of love.